From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Published reports tonight say Toyota is expected to agree to a fine of more than $16 million. A Transportation Department official says the fine is over allegations that Toyota knowingly delayed telling the government about defective gas pedals on its vehicles. Toyota has not commented but is facing a Monday deadline to accept or contest the fine. Major airlines in Europe want to get their planes back in the air. They sent test flights up Sunday and found their planes did not suffer any damage from the ash clouds stemming from the volcano in Iceland. Frank Browning reports that Air France plans to resume some transatlantic flights Monday if conditions don't worsen.
Europe's largest airline said it had flown empty commercial planes on test runs from Paris to Toulouse without incident, as did its partner KLM from Amsterdam. Roughly 150,000 French citizens have been stranded since air travel was shut down in northern and central Europe due to clouds of volcanic ash floating through the upper atmosphere. The French government earlier announced today that it has opened up military airports and organized stopgap routes using smaller airports, boats, and ferries. French Rail has also added trains, despite intransigent resistance from striking rail workers. Air France said it hoped to run at least a dozen international flights to Montreal, Dubai, Hong Kong, and other cities to repatriate travelers. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning.
The volcanic ash grounding flights in Europe has some 1,500 stranded passengers at New York's Kennedy Airport sleeping on cots. Sue Honer is among them.
First night in a cardboard box on the floor. Then it improved because there was two beds free. And, we're just staking the place out until Thursday. Hopefully the cloud might have cleared and we can get back.
The owner says she doesn't have enough money to stay in a hotel for the week. Poland is mourning the death of President Lech Kaczynski and his wife. They were laid to rest Sunday, more than a week after they were among those killed in a plane crash in Russia. NPR's Eric Westerveld has more on the elaborate state funeral in Krakow.
Polish citizens filled the streets and the square in and around St. Mary's Basilica. Speakers and video screens allowed people to follow the Catholic funeral mass. Many prayed and sang along with the choir. Kamila Koniarska was one of the estimated 150,000 who turned out. "I wanted to be here to document this historic event for my family," she said, "and to pay my respects to the president." The bodies of the first couple were then carried by military Humvee in a slow funeral procession across Krakow's Old Town and up the Wawel Hill, the historic Polish fortress and 1,000-year-old cathedral overlooking the Vistula River. The couple was buried inside the cathedral alongside Polish nobility and some of the nation's most revered figures. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Krakow.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe used his country's Independence Day celebration to call for an end to political violence. But in the same speech, he vowed to enforce a law that would force white-owned businesses to turn over majority shares to black Zimbabweans. Vicky O'Hara has more on that story from Johannesburg.
Over the past 10 years, Mugabe supported the seizure of white-owned farms by his ruling party militants. The nation's strong agricultural-based economy then collapsed. Zimbabwe can no longer feed its people. Despite sanctions by Western governments, Mugabe remains defiant on the 30th anniversary of Zimbabwe's independence from white minority rule. He again called for strong measures to enforce black economic empowerment, even while calling for political restraint. Mugabe's land reform policies were carried out with significant violence against white-owned landowners and their black employees. For NPR News, I'm Vicky O'Hara in Johannesburg.
A new poll finds most Americans don't trust the federal government. It was conducted by the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press. Associate Director Carol Doherty says the survey shows confidence in the government hasn't been this low in years.
The level of trust is as low as it's been since 1958, the level of trust in the federal government, just 22% saying they can trust the government at least most of the time. That's among the lowest measures in half a century.
The poll shows nearly half say the government negatively affects their daily lives and doesn't do enough to help average Americans. The poll says Americans now want a less activist government. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.